Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Texmaco Rail Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agarwal, Head, Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this earnings conference call on behalf of Texmaco Rail and SKP Securities. We have with us Mr. Indrajit Mukherjee, Executive Vice Chairman, along with his colleagues, Mr. Ashish Gupta, Managing Director, Mr. A.K. Vijay, Executive Director, Mr. Hemant Bhuvania, VP Corporate Finance, and Mr. Ravi Varma, VP Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Ashish Gupta, an overview on the financials by Mr. Vijay, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, and I welcome my fellow colleagues and all the investors joining this call. Let me start with an overview of the industry. As you are all aware, we are in the business of railways and primarily manufacturing of wagons and the railway EPC work that we do. If you look at the industry currently, I think that the industry never had it so good in terms of order book and visibility on the future. I'm very pleased to announce to the investors that you know, Texmaco today has an order book which is slowly inching towards a number of 10,000 crores, which includes the wagon orders both from Indian Railways, private customers, EPC business, et cetera. You know, if you look at theoretically, we are sitting on an order book of which is 6-year plus now. It's a very good time for the industry, very good time for the company. In fact, I'm pleased to announce that you know, we bagged our largest ever order from Indian Railways last quarter, which is 6,450 crores, close to 20,000 wagons to be executed over a period of 39 months. Over and above that, we also have a very robust order book from private customers. The demand scenario is very, very robust, and we are very happy with the current order book that we have. The railway industry is likely to invest much more into you know, into procurement of wagons and rolling stock and you know, related services on EPC. Just to you know, give you a brief of you know, what this order is all about. See, typically the industry has never produced more than 15,000 wagons in a year, and today the entire industry is supposed to provide approximately 30,000 wagons annually. You know, from an industry point of view also, it's a very good scenario and very happy to announce you know, that you know, we have been able to bag these orders in a very, very competitive scenario. This is as far as you know, the market outlook is concerned. On the you know, the performance part, you must have seen the results. Mr. Vijay will speak about the results first, and then I will get back into the analysis of those results. I'll hand it over to you know, our ED and CFO, Mr. Ashok Vijay, to brief the investors on the Q1 performance in terms of numbers. Over to you, Vijay.
Thank you, Ashish, and welcome again all the investors. We are happy rather to welcome you in this investor conference, which is for the quarter one of the performance of Texmaco Rail Engineering Limited. Although you will be not very happy about, you will be disappointed with the kind of performance which the company has done in the first quarter, there are reasons, but then reasons are no justification. We accept that we have not been able to perform to the expectations of investors, but we can assure you going forward, we are taking all such steps that, as Ashish already explained to you, the order book is very comfortable, and we are taking steps towards how we can increase the production and productivity by increasing shifts, by investing some money in the balancing equipment, making sure that the company is, the manufacturing facilities are duly provided with the required working capital so that the production and other things pick up, my dispatches pick up, and we really try to churn out one of the best performance which company can do over the years from now onwards. Now, to begin with, I'd like to, the results are there in your hand, and the performance of the company, although not good, but then I have to share with you, the gross revenue for the quarter one is 305.09 crores. It is as compared to 336.58 crore in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, which was unfortunately also impacted last year, was by a COVID surge. So this year, although there was no COVID surge, but still, we have not been able to improve the performance. The EBITDA gross profit, that is PBDD, net profit after tax, are negative 3.62 crores, negative 26.06 crores, and negative 22.53 crore against a positive of 41.57 crore, 15.66 crore, and 4.7 crore, respectively, in the previous year's quarter one. This is the comparative performance, which is just for the sake of your information I share, although the results are already there in your hand, so you have noted down. Now, I basically like to brief you on why this performance has been so, and division-wise, what the company is basically performing and what can be the outlook based on what Ashish just briefed you on this thing. So number one comes to the rolling stock division, which is the main division of the company, because almost 70 to 80% turnover comes from here if you don't consider rail EPC. And if you consider rail EPC, still 60% of the performance comes from here. So this division, number one, as Ashish just shared, has backed the largest railway order in the history of the company, which is 20,067 wagons. And this is against the tender which was last issued by railways. We received the order in the month of May. The order, 20,067 order, is to be executed in 39 months. And thereafter, so it means virtually three and a quarter year. We have to gear up for this thing. In this year, we have to perform for 6 months comparatively. So roughly about, we'll have to do about 3,300 wagons. And from next year onwards, as per requirement of order, we may have to deliver minimum 6,600 numbers of wagons. On top of it, there is the market in private sector is also going, and we are getting good inquiries and good orders also. And in fact, rather, the deliveries are now a little prolonged. I'll explain you the reasons why it is so and all this thing. So as far as the market conditions are concerned, we are seeing the railway industry has never seen that kind of buoyancy in the market. The only thing which we need to do is now deliver. And that is what we are all gearing up towards that. Now, it is not only that this is the order booking. Even the railway has further indicated that they require further more wagons and there can be another tender. So the position is remaining positive, and this is all emerging out of railway's target of improving the trade haulage to 3 billion tons compared to 1.4 billion which is present, and earlier the plan was for 2030, which is now the minister wants to prepone it to 2027. So in 5 years, if railway wants to improve almost 2.5 times, naturally the first and foremost thing which comes in this thing is the track and the wagons. So wagons and locomotives and track, these three are the essential and where the focus of railway is there. And this is not that this is a one-time thing and all. Railway are basically assuming that yes, their share, market share has to go up and more dependence on road has to be eliminated. Today, the railway share is roughly about 27% of the total freight movement in India, which by 2030, the railway's original plan is at least 40%, if not more. And just to give you the idea about this thing, it was 80% when India got independence, which is 75th day or that. It was 80% through rail at that point in time, the movement. And with all the green movement, the pollution issues, reducing the carbon footprint and all these things, I think this focus on railway will increase more and more in the coming years. So this is how basically it is. And the railway is ambiguous, has an ambiguous target of CAGR of 16.5%, which is none of the government segment has ever assumed about. This is what railway is. Then apart from this, there is a very robust demand coming out of private sector, because they know pretty well the railway will be buying only standard type of wagons, which are the open and closed types. Rest all the type of wagon requirement will be have to be met by them through their own sources. So all specialized wagon requirement need to be met by them. This apart, the logistic movement, which is now picking up very fast in India and with a larger participation of the private sector. So we are having a big demand from new emerging logistic companies, and they are all giants in their field, including the multinationals like Adani, like NYK, like Sojis, like GATX, like 2X. So all these people are emerging very strongly in this field, including leasing companies, this and logistic companies. TCI is also coming in a big way. So it's a long list about this thing. And they all want to build up the population, because they cannot garner the market share until the population of wagon is built up by them. So there is a sizable demand which we see coming from this sector for up to next 3 to 5 years. So this is how basically it is going about, and gradually all the specialized manufacturers will look for manufacturing. Will look for procurement of wagons for specialized freight cargoes only. Like for alumina, the alumina wagon, for fertilizer, the fertilizer wagon, for food grains, the food grain wagon, not the general types of wagons. So this will also give a lot of edge to the organizations in the segment to improvise on new designs, come with innovative ideas, and whereby the haulage capacity can be increased and freight incidence on the end user can be brought down. The order book, as he explained, is now close to 10,000 crores. And now I come to the basic reason that why we have not been able to perform. And the primary reason was non-availability of wheel sets, which railway, since they released a large order, the immediate instruction from the ministry came was this thing: no wheel set to be supplied by railway factory for private wagon users. And they permitted that private wagon users can import the wheel sets for their requirement, including import from China. Good enough, but then the issue is this thing, that demand is robust, the import from China takes time, and suddenly when they clear the imports, the prices also start shooting up. So we have to take up with all the customers, we have to renegotiate with the price, because the wheel set price were based on the domestic prices, and the imported price today has shot up. There is international demand because of the Russia-Ukraine war, and Ukraine as a source being drying up. So China is remaining one of the reliable source only globally, and as a result, the price in China has shot up, and that is what we were trying to work out, negotiate and all this thing. And Ashish will share with you later that how the result for this negotiation has ended up to this thing. It has been ended up positively. Now, our production got seriously impacted, because at the beginning of the year, we have only the private sector orders. And since the wheel sector, private sectors are not available, we were sitting on our haunches without doing any production, or rather doing only the process production, but not actually delivering any wagons. And if you see my performance for the quarter one, I made only 20 wagons for railway, which was the which we have committed to them and delivered. Apart from that, 100 wagons we could do only private, which means it like we could manage. Apart from that, no private, and that is the result why we have it. Also, that the order which we received this time was for a type of wagon, which is BCNA. Now, BCNA wagon we have not done in last 5 years from this plant. And as a result, we were required to do prototype. And as you know, the prototype takes 2 to 3 months. So we were busy doing prototype, which I am glad to share with you, has already been approved. And now we are starting the commercial production from this month. And we have already started delivering this BCNA wagon. And you will see a substantial improvement in deliveries during the from quarter two onwards. Now, regarding the wheel set thing also, we are, at least the railways are now gearing up by themselves importing the shortage item, that is the axles from China, and assembling at their end, because they have the availability of the wheel sets. So that is the, at least by with that particular your maneuvering, the railway has been able to supply the required quantity as of now for the railway orders. So we don't think that there will be challenge in receiving the wheel sets to meet the railway obligations. and railway will do whatever they require, because the minister is very keen that deliveries must come, whether they import the wheel sets or they import the axle and assemble the wheel sets, or they divert the maximum quantity towards freight. All these measures railway will be taking so that availability of wheel sets for this railway is there. Regarding private, we have also placed orders for import, and our deliveries will start coming from sometime from the November onwards. And once the deliveries start coming from November onwards in bulk, then we'll start delivering, and accordingly we have given delivery schedules to all our customers for private token orders. Now, with this, basically, we foresee that the wagon division, especially the rolling stock wagon division, will be doing well from, will start improving from quarter two and do the best performance during quarter three and quarter four as of now, as the situation emerges. Coming to steel foundry division. Now, steel foundry division also was, in first quarter, was impacted for a couple of reasons, main reasons. Number one, as the no suction in the wagon industry was there, in the, our wagon plant was there, so there was no production which was feasible to make and store, because it requires a whole lot of working capital and all this thing. As it is, our working capital is usually blocked in whatever material we have already produced, which was awaiting the availability of the wheel sets. So steel foundry in the first quarter do suffer the production and all this thing. But from second quarter onwards, as the delivery in the wagon front is improving, the suction is also improved, and accordingly steel plant is also, steel foundry is also gearing up to produce with the requirement of this thing. The positive for us is this, that the kind of requirement which emerges out of the wagon requirement which you need to deliver to the railways will require an amount of castings which is today is a challenge for steel foundry to produce, and we have to really gear up, make sure that our production capacity will improve substantially from what we have been doing over years and meet the requirement for the wagon, so that the wagon plant is not wanting for this thing. On top of it, as you know, we have a large export commitment, and which we would certainly like to meet, because the export market we have developed with a lot of efforts over the years, and this export market which we have developed has now started yielding results to us, as new customers are also approaching us, and they are all coming from developed countries, and the demand pattern over there also is improving because of the global turmoil, but we are restricting our obligations to them to the extent basically we can only meet their requirement, and not committing any additional quantity as of now until unless we have been able to improve the production or improve the capacity of our steel foundry. The steel foundry, as you know, has never produced more than 20-21,000. It is the maximum production they have ever achieved. Now we have planned the production capacity to increase gradually, first to 30,000 and then to 35,000. This of course requires some capex, requires some balancing equipment, some minor share expansions and all these things. We'll be carrying out all these things. The plants are all ready. But yes, we are targeting the increase of production capacity to almost 36,000 tons, which will be in operation from next year middle. With this, I think we'll be able to meet both the domestic as well export requirement. And once we have stabilized that, then we look to the possibility that how can we further improve without making any massive capital investment. And moreover, as you are aware, in Calcutta, expansion of capacity is restricted because we come in the orange zone and we are not able to expand the melting capacity. Within this, whatever innovative we can do, we are doing, and we are making sure that the production goes up. Regarding rail efficiency division, our operation suffered a bit because the prices of all the commodities which are going in this thing have shot up like nobody's business due to the, again, the global turmoil which is going on, the steel and other all commodity items. They have shot to the roof, resulting in this thing that, yes, the margins have really seriously impacted. And whatever we are doing, we are trying to restrict ourselves so that we are not serious challenge on the working capital front, and whatever funds are available to us, to that extent only we are doing this thing. We are not booking any order. Details we'll share with you in the once the question answer session starts and Ashish takes over there. And other divisions are basically doing the steady level there. We are not focusing too much on those divisions because they are completely very small, and when the demand so strong and bullish in the rail wagon sector, That's the area where we are focusing today. So this is the basic summary of the working result which we have this year. Now I'll hand over to Ashish to summarize and add further to this.
Thank you. Thank you, Vijayji. In fact, before I proceed further, may I request our Executive Vice Chairman, Mr. Mukherjee, if he has something to add before I, before I proceed on the further remarks on what Vijay has told.
So thank you, Ashish. I think you go ahead. If there's something which I can chip in and add value, I'll do it at the end. So why don't you carry on?
Thank you, sir. Thank you. So picking up from where Vijay concluded. See, in terms of if you look at the last few months, primarily our major loss has been because of availability of wheel sets and the uncertainty around it. And this is something which is a controlled item. We could not do anything about it, and therefore were not able to produce. In fact, if you look at the results, our WIP or the inventory went up by approximately 75 crores. We had wagons ready, produced, close to 200 wagons ready and produced, just waiting for wheel sets. And that is the so we did not stop the production. We kept producing so that when the wheels start to come, we can to cash as early as possible. Because see, we had already procured all the raw materials and steel for the wagons when this embargo came from the railway board. And later they allowed imports of wheels. The import of wheels, the entire wheel market globally is also undergoing a churn because one of the major countries supplying wheels globally was Ukraine. And, you are all aware because of the war going on, this entire market is completely disrupted. In fact, the entire world is moving to China. I'm happy to inform that we have been able to block capacities in China. We have already opened our LCs and we are expecting deliveries to start. So I would say it was a blip in our performance in terms of number of wagons that we have produced. I'm happy to state here that we should be able to cross approximately we are planning to cross 900 wagons in Q2. The other thing which I would like to mention here to the group is, if you look at this railway order, it is typically a 3-year order, a 36-month order to be delivered in 39 months. Where the first 3 months actually have been allocated for the purpose of preparation of prototypes, landing of the supply chain, etc. So to that extent, I think we are well prepared and we are going full throttle next month onwards. And our prototype approvals have been done. We have started the production now. And these have started to flow in. So to that extent, we are very confident that now we should be, we'll go full throttle in terms of execution. In fact, I'm happy to announce that, we have strengthened our teams. We have recruited lot of youngsters. Now we are getting into a 3-shift operation, already started actually, and so we really look forward to delivering now in the next few quarters. And this blip which was there in Q1 should be a thing of the past. And so I have questions, if any, from the investors.
Should we begin the question and answer session? Okay. Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Kaustav Bubna from BMSTL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So I had a few questions. Firstly, wanted to understand clearly, you know, why has Texmaco specifically faced the shortage of wheel sets? Because if you look at another listed competitor in their rolling stock division, they haven't really suffered as much as this company. So, I mean, if the shortage is going on from Ukraine because of, you know, shift in supply from Ukraine and also government diverting wheel set supply to public for public needs, I mean, other companies should be affected too, right? So why only Texmaco from at least the listed peers who we investors can see from?
Yeah. So I think it's a very good question. So thank you. So if you look at our opening order book beginning of the year, we did not have any significant railway order. So so therefore, we could not get those supplies. The other thing which happened was, you know, these wheels come in two diameters. One is a 1000 mm dia wheel set, other is an 840 millimeter dia wheel set. Now, as luck would have it, most of our order book, primarily 80% of my private sector order book, needed wheel sets of 840 dia. And RWF has not been producing these wheel sets, you know, since January because they did not have the modes to do it. The production was supposed to start in the month of March, and, you know, which is what we had based our production plan on. But unfortunately, even till the month of June, this production did not start. So therefore, you know, it is the product mix which did not allow us to get those wheel sets. And so, you know, I hope I've answered your question.
Okay. Yeah, and the next question is, as per your press release, Ashish, you will be leaving the company for greener pastures. So could you just let us know, give us some clarity on who will take over your position? What is happening on that front? Because we haven't got any clarity on that yet. And also, could you, you know, on that point, you know, just reflect on during your duration as MD, how has the company evolved? Because clearly delivery is still lacking. So could you speak a little bit about those two points?
I think let me give an answer to the point two, second part of your question. The first point, I would be volunteering to answer. So Ashish, please go ahead with the second part of the question, which is the question of the evolvement and the evolution of the business during your tenure.
Yeah. So if you look at, you know, my tenure, basically, you know, we did a lot of efficiency improvements in terms of rationalization of manpower. If you look at the EPC division, we closed down a lot of old legacy contracts. We did a lot of cleanup of old projects. In fact, you know, more than 70% of the old projects we have closed. So, see, the last 2 years have been spent on improving the strength of the organization in terms of efficiency improvement, cost reduction initiatives, right-sizing the organization, getting back our mojo on design and on technical prowess. So the last 2 years have been typically spent on, you know, preparing for the future. In fact, that is the theme that, you know, the entire management is working on, is to, you know, get back our face back in the sun and also to you know, strengthen the organization in the long term. So if you look at the way we have performed in terms of, you know, reducing our creditors, reducing our banking exposures, so a lot of strengthening of the system has been done in the last 2 years. There has been a lot of focus on the market development. If you look at, you know, we have the largest order book as far as the private sector is concerned. And, you know, we have strengthened our marketing team. We have a fresh team. We have, you know, been going around the market, developing new wagon designs. We have also entered the export markets once again. We have recently done a very, very innovative design, you know, for a steel company in Africa. So, you know, the entire focus has been, it's not a, you know, thing which you can achieve overnight. But yes, last 2 years has been very, very focused on preparing for future. And this, I think as a company, we've done very well. And today we are, you know, as you know, we're sitting on a very large order book. And, you know, the order book it's much beyond what the Indian Railway order book is. And very happy to say that, you know, our focus on delivering good quality, innovative designs has come back. And we are now, you know, focusing on niche products with higher margins. So, you know, that is how I would sum it up. And, you know, the last 2 years, what we have done, I would now, you know, invite Mr. Mukherjee to respond to the first part of the question.
Yes. Firstly, I would like to start by wishing Ashish all the best in his future endeavor. This was a personal decision of Ashish to look for, as you said, greener pasture. I would say more than greener. I think sometimes you look at future and you get good opportunities and you don't like to give it up. But Ashish had a very eventful, short but very eventful year, because there are lots of things he's changed. And I think he has mentioned very clearly that these take time. We just can't make it to happen overnight. But the way we look at, we see that we are in the process of emergence, and we would be back to our glory as we used to be very, very soon. So that's my personal impression. And I also, I think it's a genuinely realistic impression, because lots of things are happening. I just, before I come to the specific question of the managing director, I would like to say once again, emphasize that we got caught napping, I think, during this quarter, because we wanted to have a proper mixture of private and the railway order. So we obviously had a large chunk of private orders, which would give us better margin, whereas the peers were continuing with the railway orders because they had pending railway orders. So we got caught napping because of the wheel supply. And because of the wheel supply, when railway wheel factory decided that they would only make supplies for the railway wagons, we had no wheel. And secondly, also, some of these private wagons require wheels of different dimensions, which the railway factory failed to produce. And I think, I don't know whether they have started producing now, Ashish, has it started producing 840 as yet or not yet?
840 dia production has started, but that will primarily go for the maintenance of the whole rolling stock. So there are no plans as far as railways RWF is concerned to supply them for private manufacturers.
So
we are importing. So we already get part of the exports. Yeah.
As a result of that, as you all have seen, and I am sure you have seen what has happened to our inventory. The inventories went up by something like 75-80 crores, because we made the wagons, we made half of them or full of them, excepting the wheels, and they were piling up. And that's why, had they had gone out in the market, we would have also had the same numbers as the peers have done. So I just wanted to clarify. Of course, it has been very nicely clarified by both Mr. Vijay and Ashish. Coming back to the specific questions of managing director, yes, we will have to look for a managing director to take us to the newer future, because things are changing, railways improving. We need to change. We need to improve our manufacturing technology. We have to bring in some management tools, lean manufacturing, qualities, more automations coming up. So we, the board has decided that we will go for a search of a managing director to replace Mr. Gupta. Of course, these things take time. It can't be immediate, but we are on the search. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Once again, A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Parvez Akhtar Qazi from Edelweiss Security. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thanks for taking my question. So a couple of questions from my side. Would it be possible to get a breakup of the 10,000 crore order book into various segments like heavy engineering, steel foundry, rail, EPC, etc.?
Yes, Edelweiss has a question on the breakup of the order book. So can you please take it on?
Yeah. Hemant, I think this is your subject.
Order book breakup.
Order book, okay. So, the total order book as of 30th June was 9,525 crores. The breakup being heavy engineering was 7,900 crores. Steel foundry was 115 crores. Kalindi was 960. Bright power division was 350. And other subsidiaries and associates are around 200 crores. Out of heavy engineering division, the rolling stock comprises of around 7,700 and remaining 2,200 is hydromechanical bridges and high tech.
Sure. And what would be the wagon order book in this?
The rolling stock wagon order is 7,700 crores.
700 crores. Sure. And my second question is regarding our current debt status. So what would be our current gross debt?
We are having a long-term debt of around 135 crores and a working capital debt of 700 crores.
Sure. And my last question is, where do we see our debt levels going ahead, considering that we have a big... plan of ramping up execution.
I'll take this question and I'll answer to you. Basically, on a capex side, we are targeting to invest close to about 100 crore rupees. And this funding will be done primarily from borrowing, which is we are basically already tied up some borrowings to the extent of 75-80 crores. And balance will be from generation. The working capital wise, we are only looking for a ramp up of about 100 crore in the engineering division, because we need to really now increase the production nearly to the double. As a result of this thing, there will be a big pressure on the steel and other requirement which are all being bought at cash. So we'll be looking for an enhancement of about 100 crore rupees over there. So that is where we are basically putting a brake and want to restrict our borrowing to this extent only to achieve the production in respect of what we have explained to you earlier from here onwards. Thank you.
Sure, sir. Thanks. That's it from my side and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sandeep Sabharwal from Ask Sandeep Sabharwal. Please go ahead.
Do you have any guidance for the kind of margins you'll be able to make and operating leverage you will be able to capture as the order execution picks up?
Let me take this question. As far as the guidelines for margin, I'm afraid our company has a policy not going on that. But yes, I can answer your question in a manner whereby the kind of productivity which we are talking about and the kind of production we have basically planned, the margins are bound to improve, because this industry is a volume game. And the moment the volume game, your expenses are more or less constant irrespective of what actually you are producing. So if you see my first quarter result, my expenses are still too high, whereas the production is hardly anything. So this is basically the trend of industry, and we cannot substantially control the cost in a quarter or two quarters if the production goes down. So as a result of this thing, once the production picks up, which is there, which is bound to do from quarter two onwards, automatically the margins will start improving about this thing. And certainly we are hopeful that we'll end the year on a positive note. Thank you.
And what's typically the payment cycle which the railways follows?
Yeah, I'll again come for this answer. As far as the wagons are concerned, the payment cycles are fast. you need to, if your bills are in order and you have actually delivered the wagons to the railway as per their necessary approvals, the payment normally come not in any event 7 to 10 days. Normally in a quarter end there can be a challenge because railways have to get the new budget allocation from their this thing, but then as far as capital is concerned, it is planned and the funds availability is always there. The issue comes in case of rail EPC. There also fund availability is not serious challenge, but the process of bill passing is something which is always becomes a challenge. The process is very long and it requires the kind of documentation which I hope, Ashish, you will be able to answer that better than me.
Yeah, thank you. See, fortunately, you know, our big EPC projects are with Metro Corporations and DFC, and these are typically well-funded projects. So, normally, 45 to 60 days is the payment cycle that we get in the EPC business right now. And since most of these projects are not staffed for funds, we currently don't have a situation where we are not getting paid because of funds not being available, which typically becomes the case for government contracts. So we are well placed, you know, over there. As Vijay already told, and the private sector orders also, you know, the payment is probably not an issue.
And do you also have the capability to participate for these Vande Bharat trains?
We are currently not in the passenger mobility business, actually. So, therefore.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Kaustav Pubna from PMSDL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a few more questions. So, you know, on this private wagon order, could you give some sort of an indication on what the market size is or the business opportunity is rather for the next 2 years? So, like how we know that Texmaco got a 20,000 wagon order from the public sector, could you give some indication on for the full market what could the wagon order potential be for the next 2 years, and how does Texmaco, how much market share does Texmaco aim to have here, and what's the point of all of this if there's no wheel sets for if there's a shortage of wheel sets for this segment, for this opportunity?
Okay.
Ashish, so
yeah, I will take it. You can pitch in. You know.
Then so, you take it. You are the better equipped.
Yeah, I will do that. See, wheel sets, now that the imports have opened, we have placed the orders for imported wheel sets. And this is already priced in as far as the offers are concerned. So wheel sets, November onwards, would not be an issue. So that is, you know, on the wheel sets issue. Secondly, if you look at the type of wagons which Indian Railways is ordering, so these are typically general purpose wagons. So this does not cover wagons to carry containers. It does not cover wagons to carry fly ash, alumina, cement, etc. So that is a plus. You know, the demand which is coming from the power sector, because now if you look at NTPC is going for its own rakes. Big steel companies are buying their own rakes now. So railways typically would be, you know, serving the general purpose demand. I would assume that close to 2,000 wagons every year would be ordered by the private sector every year for the next few years. I'm not talking about next 2-3 years. And if you look at the national rail plan also, you know, the plan which is there up to 2026 and 2030, a substantial amount of wagons will have to be procured by the private sector to actually, you know, achieve their plan. And so the market will continue to grow. And typically Texmaco has been you know, getting a lion's share of this market, and you know, we have been typically 50% plus on the customer acquisition as far as the private sector is concerned.
Okay, and what is the margin difference between private and public?
So that is, Vijay ji?
Yeah, Ashish, sorry.
Yeah.
So I was asking, what is the margin differential between a private order, order from the private sector and the public sector?
So I will put your question into the right perspective. See, the Indian Railway orders, they come with a price variance clause. So the risk in, these contracts is very, very low. So I would say the margins in the private sector orders are significantly higher. But these are also not very simple wagons to make. These are more, the designs are more complicated and sometimes involves a lot of imported components also. So, Vijay, can we, give some, are we allowed to give some number on the margin?
We get the margin thing, but as you rightly said, the margins in respect of private wagon orders are high, comparatively higher than the railway order. Reason being this thing, railway is a bulk buyer. So they generally go for a large tenders where everybody is interested to participate. So margins always under some pressure. Whereas private orders go specific. And the focus of private parties are basically go for quality manufacturers. So they don't buy from all and general manufacturers. They only buy from quality manufacturers. And moreover, since they are owning the wagons, unlike the earlier days when under LWI scheme, the wagons were owned by them only for namesake. The wagons were actually owned by railways then. And railway was only supplying them the number of wagons in respect of the rakes which they own and nothing more than. But now the private sector is owning the wagon. The same wagons are coming back to them. The same wagon is being used and the life of wagon, as you know, 30-35 years. So that's very important for them that they get a good quality wagon whereby the cost subsequently is not much and the downtime is not much. Today, the maintenance is with railway, so maintenance is not a big worry to them. But certainly still, if the downtime is there, then they are not getting that much of haulage movement for themselves. So these are the issues whereby the people are basically very selective when the private sector come. And as a result, you will see the maximum coverage from the private sector always comes to Texmaco historically also and presently also.
Thank you. And last question, when will the revenue start coming in from this 6,000 odd crores government tender?
I already explained in my opening statement that yes, from quarter two onwards, this will start.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Manish from Prayas Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
Just want to know, the company acquired 2013 Kalindi Rail almost for 800 crore. And market cap of Texrail itself is below 800 crore. Are we ashamed, all of us?
I don't know where from you got these numbers.
I know, sir. I am the shareholder of our company for an umpteen number of years. Go back, check your history.
Numbers which you are getting. Number one.
I am just telling you the market cap of Kalindi Rail Nirman, what we bought is for 800 crore. After 10 years, almost 10 years, the market cap of Texrail is below 800 crore.
Manish, let me first, your tone must be very conducive for the meeting.
Absolutely, I am too much disturbed.
Please listen. Number two, your information is wrong. I can't say anything more than that.
What do you mean by that?
But kindly recheck your information, recheck your data. You are making some serious mistake somewhere in your
country. No. Gentlemen, what is the cost of acquisition of Kalindi Rail Nirman in our books?
No, that we have to refer the record and all things, but it is not even 100 crores. So what we have to
do? Then you have to go back. You paid 68 to 70 rupees per share for almost 12 crore shares.
And how much? How are you talking about? We didn't buy all the shares. We bought only a limited number of shares. So your calculation is all wrong.
Okay. So we bought a company for 800 crore. Of course, the market, you might not have paid the whole money, but you bought a company with a market cover of 800 crore. And today the market cover of Excel, after doing rights issues and several things, is below 800 crore.
I think this question cannot be answered by management because you are not willing to listen. So I'm sorry for that.
You can explain me whatever you want.
I told you that your numbers are wrong. If you reach
okay, agreed, numbers, agreed, agreed. So what is the status of Kalinderi Nirman, which we bought over a period of time?
Now you, that question is over. Now you are coming on the status of the performance of Kalinderi Rail.
Yeah, everything, including the tax rail, everything. When and in how many years you expect the shareholders of the tax rail will be rewarded? See, everybody is getting salary, everybody is getting the whatever they want, and shareholders are left in the jerk.
Maybe that because the shares have not performed well, you have...
Because the numbers have never been there.
Naveen ji, this answer I think better be taken by SKP. We cannot answer this question because...
Saroj ji, Saroj Poddar has to answer. That's perfect.
No, not Mr. Poddar. It is to be answered by Naveen Pachisia. He is there on the call. But your questions are very... Kalinderi has not performed well over the years. We understand that. We are working on that direction. And accordingly, results are there in front of you. And it is
I agree.
The management is taking salary without working. The management people are equally concerned and bothered about this thing and they are putting their blood into it.
I don't know where the blood is getting into.
Please refrain from such comments because being a shareholder, you are welcome. You are the owner, part owner of the company. But please understand, we are also working sincerely, diligently. All the management team is working diligently about this thing. We are working on best of improvement. And if the management feels that, yes, the team is not doing well, management will certainly keep changing the team.
So let Pachisaji answer whatever he wills.
Okay. Manish, this is Naveen Agrawal from SKP.
Yeah.
If you can have some specific questions, please take them up. In case there are some unanswered questions, I'll share my coordinates with you. You can forward them to me. I'll take it up with the management and get back to you.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah, perfect. That's fine.
So is there anything else that you have right now?
Just one thing, how long we'll see, traditionally, I don't know how long all of you have been associated with the company. Traditionally, there's a company called, the other company, Titagarh Wagon used to be below our textile. Market cap of Titagarh Wagon used to be always below textile.
Manish.
And we are nowhere there.
The management will be able to answer questions related to Texmaco and not Titagarh.
So I'm just sharing a comparison, that's all.
No, I appreciate that. So if there's
citing you an example, that is all.
Okay. So if there's anything, please go ahead. Otherwise, you can share your concerns and queries with me and I'll take it up with the management and get back to you.
Okay, fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That was the last question in the queue. As there are no further questions, I'd like to hand over the conference to Mr. Indrajit Mukherjee for her closing remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Naveen. It's been a very challenging time for us. And I think the management is all geared up. And I would, I'm not surprised that some of our owners, which is the shareholders, could be agitated. But I think I would only make one request to the gentleman who was very agitated for quite reason, correct reason, is that we need your help to be patient because the company is turning around. And I think we will keep on seeing much, much more brighter results to come from the next quarter. We had problems. We didn't produce as we wanted to. But I think as Ashish, I think, said in one of his remarks that it was a blip. We see huge growth potentials in our heavy engineering as well as steel foundry. And we also see that we had certain issues and problems in our EPC business, which is Kalinderi, which we are tackling, and it's getting very much under control so that the situation would be different in quarters to come. And the bright power is sitting with a real bright power because we see a tremendous amount of opportunities coming into bright power. So in summary, I wanted this to be known to our shareholders because the results were not very good. So we ourselves suggested that let there be a conference to tell everyone why this blip has come in and how we. So hopefully we have been able to at least serve part of our purpose. And I would like to thank all of you for your patience, not only in attending the conference, but also I would request you to hold on to see how we are moving and back us up for our future growth. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of SKP Securities, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you and have a wonderful day.